Concrete roads with an asphalt covering, is that the way of the future, do you think?
Yes, in our view, it's the best of both worlds. But you can't just use any type of concrete pavement underneath, because if you use a jointed concrete pavement and put an asphalt surfacing over the top, you'll get reflection cracking from those joints. So the ideal combination is the continuously reinforced concrete, which has no transverse joints, and on top of that, the open grade asphalt. And we've constructed several sections of that which have been very successful. Our findings and our experience in that regard are consistent with overseas experience. And at international conferences, more and more during the late 90s, there has been this shift towards a compromise and an acceptance that a combination of concrete and asphalt is probably the ideal pavement to satisfy everybody's demands.
A lot of people have still got a prejudice against concrete roads, mainly because they're influenced by the bump, bump, bump on Parramatta Road and places like that. And if you take people down a plain concrete road now, which is jointed, they'll swear that they can tell you they're going over all the joints when they can't. If they close their eyes, they can't tell them anyway. For years now, the joints have always been at an angle so that you never get two wheels hitting the joint at the same time. The joints are at random spacings, or originally random, probably vary between 4 metres and 5 metres or something like that. So you always get a breakup of the wheel pattern. But if you ask the average man in the street what he thought about concrete roads, he would say they're awful because you go bump, 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 which I say is just a myth, you know. But generally, a concrete road now, built properly, is maintenance-free, cost-effective, and leaves a flexible pavement for debt.